Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm here on behalf of the people that are losing their jobs. You know, we have to fight for every job in Buffalo and Western New York. And, you know, we were warned in August by New Era that if the president's tariffs went through on headwear, that this would force a realignment of their American manufacturing facilities. We fought strenuously against the imposition of those tariffs. And unfortunately, this is a consequence of that. And I want to be here to support the working men and women of Buffalo and Western New York.
How disappointed are you in New Era? You went to bat for them, and now here we are.
Well, it's an important business that's been here for a long time, and we want to keep them here. The fact that their manufacturing is moving out of Western New York, this facility, should concern everybody, including New Era. We want to help them remain competitive so that they will continue to invest and create jobs, not take jobs out of Buffalo and Western New York. And I think there's a larger issue here as well, and that's, you know, our government is not supporting working men and women. It's giving huge tax cuts to very wealthy corporations that don't need them. And that money is not being invested back into these corporations to make them more efficient, to make them stronger, to create more jobs. It goes to shareholders. And that'll put a $1 trillion debt on this nation just from that tax cut alone, or actually more. So we just need to invest more in education, scientific research, and infrastructure to create the kind of demand in this economy which will grow the economy, not 2%, not 2.5%, but 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%. And when you do that, you find historically that you don't have budgetary deficits, you have budgetary surpluses, because you're creating jobs, more people are contributing. So it's a very simple and time-tested model, but we have to do more for our workers to ensure that they're supported and they get the training so that as innovation and new technology takes hold, people aren't losing their jobs in huge numbers.
I guess just in terms of semantics, you know, why have this rally here outside the stadium, say, not at the Derby plant or even the headquarters downtown?
Well, I think probably the name. I was asked to be here, and I'm proud to be here. I'm not one of the organizers. That's probably a decision, you know, best asked, or a question best asked to one of them.
On and off topic, sure. Government shutdown is no longer a thing. It's temporarily reopened, but it's only 3 weeks. Yeah. Is there going to be another shutdown?
Well, look, I don't know why we had a shutdown. It was 35 days. Nothing changed. You know, the very same legislation to reopen the government was on the table 35 days ago. As I mentioned in my remarks, I was with some air traffic controllers yesterday and the technicians. And their biggest frustration is that, you know, people are dismissive of the 800,000 federal workers, you know, who were furloughed. And these people, they're working every single day. That's why there was no disruption in people's lives. But, you know, it's very, very frustrating. There has been damage that is done to the larger economy in terms of lost economic growth, to the morale of federal workers who do very important public services every single day that keeps our borders secured, keeps our airports, keeps our public safe. And they're very, very frustrated. We shouldn't be allowing this. I'll tell you what, there should be a law that prohibits the shutdown of the federal government. And I think that's something that Congress should look at. The consequences should be much more severe. And it should be very, very clear that you can't mess. Look, nothing changed here. Nobody got anything other than the fact that 800,000 federal employees weren't getting paid. That is fundamentally unfair, that they have to come to work every single day to keep the flying public safe, to keep our borders safe, and they're not being paid. That is fundamentally unfair. So Congress and the president should not be able to shut down the government. The federal government, the federal budget is $4.4 trillion. It's about 23% of the American economy. When there is uncertainty, when there is disruption in 23% of the American economy, that's going to have a negative impact on everybody. So I hope the lesson has been learned here, that shutdowns don't work. The president obviously didn't get anything as it relates to a wall. It was 35 days of unnecessary frustration, unnecessary economic disruption. So, you know, even if it's, you know, for 3 weeks, I hope that the leaders in the Senate, in the House, along with the White House, understand this shutdown didn't achieve anything other than hurt good, hardworking federal workers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.